Whoa, this is a special, special post-pledge drive goodness edition of Kids Brain Radio. Let me turn the party music down. We are still partying post-pledge drive. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Lisa Downing, Brooklyn. Let me turn some stuff down.
Thanks, everybody. Everybody who helped us out through the pledge drive, really, really appreciate it. And everybody who came out to the celebration last night, it was great, great time.
Cool. So we are joined in the studio by some youth from the Caro Durham Junior High or Middle School or High School. Okay. Yeah. Check those mics. Let's hear how they sound. Will you talk into the mics and see if you can hear yourselves?
Hi.
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 Hi. Whoa. It's crazy. It's crazy to hear yourself. Do you hear that when you tap it on the mic? See? It's coming through. We're professionals here. We've never tapped a mic in our life. But do you want to introduce yourselves and, you know, give us the facts?
Hi, I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Julia.
Yeah, and where'd you guys...
We're from the Caro Durham Earth Club.
Nice.
And, we spend our time recycling and teaching people about the Earth.
Oh, yeah? Just be careful of the wires. Joined by... This is Yahira and Dina. They might have to share a seat, but tell us about the Earth Club. Recycling and helping the Earth be healthy. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, Earth Club is about once every week, and we go through the entire high school and middle school and collect all the recyclables from bins.
And then what do you do with them?
Well, for like paper and cardboard, we have a huge recycling bin outside that we usually put it in. And for the cans and the bottles, that's where we get our funds for Earth Club.
Ah, so then you give the cans and the bottles and you get money.
Yeah.
And then what happens to the cans and bottles after they give you the money? Did you ever follow the trucks?
Well, not really. We were kind of planning on doing a trip about that sometime. So, yeah.
Huh. You need... Yeah, yeah, we might... We're kind of shy on... Hold on. This is going to be a really muffly mic, but... So when you raise money... From the cans and the bottles, what do you use the money for?
Well, the money we either save the money for something big, like usually field trips, or we purchased Earth Club T-shirts for everybody in Earth Club. So we usually use the funds for, I guess, yeah.
How long's the Earth Club been going at the school?
Since about 2009.
Since when?
2009.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's your hope if you could change anything in the world, or you know, what kind of dream of tomorrow do you have? What's the hope? What's the dream?
Basically, we just want everyone to be aware of how they can help the Earth and what they can do and day to day to change what's happening to it.
Yeah, what's some tips or what are some things you think besides recycling? I mean, I've never thrown anything away in my life. Some people would call that a problem, but. But I don't know. You're saying it's a good thing.
We don't condone hoarding, but we like when people, you know, reuse stuff, and mostly, you know, saving water, you know, not taking like really long showers, turning off the water when they brush their teeth, you know, simple things, turning out the lights when you leave the room. Just basically simple things that we know everyone can do, but not everyone does. Hmm.
Do you know if there's any other Earth Clubs around in this area? Is there one in Catskill? Dina, do you know if there's a Earth Club in Catskill?
Not that I know of.
No. Do you know if anyone's, do they have recycling bins in the Catskill High School?
Yes, they do.
Yeah? Good.
Yes, good.
But I always wonder,
Bob,
you
why?
Know, I used to watch the New York City trash guys and they would just throw all the recycling stuff in one truck and then they would just say, no, we're going to separate it later. You know, but I always, you have to believe, you have to have a little. Oh yeah, you got some, Sasha, here.
Hi, I'm Sasha. I'm the Earth Club advisor at Carrow Durham High School. And I just wanted to actually say something based off of what you were just saying, Matt, that our custodians, we are really, really lucky at Carrow Durham. We have a group of custodians that support recycling, care about the environment, support all of our efforts, go behind us, give us tips, and just do anything they can to make it smoother for students and faculty to take part in caring about the environment. So we're really lucky to have them also. It's not just the Earth Club.
Good, good.
Well, that sounded helpful.
Are there any, we always like to have a couple of songs during the show, but is there any, like, recycling songs? Well, yeah, we'll play. What is your song, Dina?
Dressed.
Oh,
by
yeah?
Daft Punk.
By Daft Punk?
Yes, and it's one of those songs you like to you can talk to while they listen to the songs. They don't have any lines.
Oh, there's no lyrics in it?
Nope, just a song.
It's just an instrumental, so. And what about you? Are there any, like, songs that are, like, themes for the Earth Club?
Not that I know of. We should probably look into that. But.
Yeah, there's probably a song called Use It or Lose It or Build My House Out of Garbage.
Right.
Waste into Place. I don't know. It's got to be a... We could play Space. Space is
you should a be a song namer.
I know.
Two.
Ziggy sings songs about saving the planet. We just had a Mrs.
This land is your land.
Oh, yeah. That's all about privatization. There's a sign on one side that says "Do not enter," but the other side, that's yours, Leanne. Well, what else, what's some future? Do you have any summer? Do you guys gonna do any summer projects in the Earth Club in Carrow Durham High School?
I'm just probably gonna keep on doing what we've learned, and I thought that if it worked really good, we could keep the Earth Club going during the summer. Like, maybe I can get a group of friends and we can, you know, do recycling all over the neighborhood, too.
Yeah, you guys should build a clubhouse out of bottles.
The black cap.
That would
just,
be
you
awesome.
Just need a pile
That'd
of sand.
Really cool.
Don't give her any ideas.
I don't know.
I specialize in secret fortress building. I'm just going to throw that out there.
That she can find you a secret spot.
Yeah.
Nice.
Calls of the Carolina.
Nice. So we got Daft Punk, and what was that song that was going to be?
Derezed.
D-E-R-E-Z.
E-Z-Z.
E-Z-Z.
E-D.
E-D.
Eastern Wood Peewee.
Well, what's a nice thing that we should know about the Carrow Durham area if we're ever vacationing there or...
There's lots of places to hike. Just recently we went on a hike in Windham Peak, and that was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah? How long did it take you to get up there?
Good 3 hours, maybe. It was quite a hike. Probably 5 hours altogether, up and down. But it was pretty beautiful. Foggy day, but...
I'm not being rude by looking at the computer, but one of our people out there thought we should play the song Trash by Oscar the Grouch. You know. But see, he loves trash, you know, and I love trash too. And by the way, I show my collections of trash off, so technically I'm a collector of trash rather than a hoarder. Hoarders, they don't want to let anybody touch it. So if you need a couple of bottles, I've got the bottles.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Least flight.
For the record. But, well, that's great. You're going to keep it going during the summer. And, I don't know, I have lots of good books about people building houses out of trash. So, should we go to this, have you ever heard this song by Oscar the Grouch? Or you guys?
No.
If I have, it was quite a few years ago.
I probably heard it a long time ago.
All right, we'll go to our theme song.
Or dusty, anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. Cassie, look at this. I have here a sneaker that's battered and worn. It's all full of holes and the laces are torn. A gift from my mother the day I was born. I love it because it's trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. Here's some more rotten stuff. I have here some newspaper 13 months old. I've wrapped this inside and it's smelly and old. But I wouldn't trade it for a big pot of gold. I love it because it's trash. Yes, I love trash. Anything dirty,
white-breasted
nothing. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. Now look at this restless junk. 5 o'clock, it won't work. And then no telephone. A broken umbrella, a rusty trombone. And I am delighted to call them my own. I love them because they're trash. Oh, I love trash. Or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash.
Yellow shafted flicker.
So does that ring a bell? Do you ever seen that guy before?
Yeah, it's kind of familiar.
Yeah, this song reminds me of when I used to watch this shoot.
Ah, well, I don't know if you know it, but his trash can, he would go down in there, and it was an infinite trash can.
So it's like the TARDIS.
Exactly, the TARDIS effect. Do you guys know what the TARDIS is?
It's bigger on the inside.
It's a Doctor Who reference.
I'm out of references.
It was a phone booth that they would go in. Do you know what TARDIS stands for?
I used to, but I forgot. What does that mean?
Time and Relativity Dimensional IS. I can't remember the rest, but... But, well, when does your group meet? If any Carol or Durham middle school kids are listening. High school, sorry.
Both middle school and high school.
Oh, okay. It's all together, right? There's no separation.
Our meetings are usually Monday and Tuesday, so every week. But if, like, let's say we don't have school on Monday or Tuesday, then usually we'll have to move it to a different day. But at the most, we try to have about Earth Club meetings about 2 days a week.
Right together. So you go into Earth Club intensity, and then you have 5 days to let it settle.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, give me a call when you're ready to build the trash house, because that's one of my dreams, you know.
Okay.
We'll be sure to do that.
Yes. People drop lots of stuff by my house. So that Daft Punk song is from the Tron Legacy movie.
Yes, it is.
Did you guys ever see Tron?
No.
You should all go watch Tron.
They made a new version of it, right?
Both Trons. Because they're both fantastic.
I think we should save that for the end of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, but you said it's a good to talk over. But do you have any heroes in the Earth Club? Do you guys, like, look at people? There's your dad. Master dessert maker.
Oh, hey.
This man can make a mean dessert. They're always going...
Do you want to come inside, or are you going to stand outside and stare at us?
They're always going to archery practice. You guys are always shooting bows and arrows.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Belle. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Back to heroes of the Earth Club. Who are people you look up to that you think are... Besides each other and your teacher, advisor...
I don't know. I mean, everybody in the Earth Club is a good role model, so I kind of look up to everybody.
Okay. Well, that guy that made Heineken beer, he designed a bottle that you could stack up and make bricks because he was always depressed. He would go to these countries where no one had houses, but they just had, the beaches were strewn with Heineken beer bottles, so he designed a bottle to make a brick.
Really?
But the corporation squashed it because it was too good of an idea.
Aww.
They were like, that's like Mercedes making a three-wheeled car. This makes no sense. So if you ever have a good idea and somebody squashes it, you know it's a really good idea, because there's people out there that are jealous of good ideas. That's a little interjection for the day. But
Nashville Warbler.
Uh-oh, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go to this Daft Punk song sooner.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
That song's awesome.
And that... You always have to watch it on these commercial-free stations that you don't put a commercial on. Is this the right song?
Yes, I recognize the boots.
Yellow throat. 8 minutes.
You can play along, too. We got this little...
Thanks for the sound effects for the introduction.
Never seen anyone play an instrument behind their back, right?
Probably not.
Now I have.
So this is why you shouldn't look at the computer too much, otherwise you get sucked into the computer like this guy from Tron. Man. You didn't know our radio show, we just sat around and watched videos on the computer, did you?
No, I wasn't aware.
It's just supposed to be background sounds for enlightening conversations. That's me gargling. I'm gargling.
I'm too distracted.
Say that again.
This video is highly distracting.
Okay. We gotta turn your mic up. We're supposed to be talking over this song. It's an instrumental.
It is an instrumental. But, Nashville High School just finished playing that Annie played.
Oh, you had the play that you made? Our friends made the sets, or no, made the costumes for the Annie play. How did it turn out?
It was really well.
Who played Daddy Warbucks?
Person I don't know.
Did you hear it enough times that you can sing tomorrow for us live on the radio?
I don't sing. I only know two lines, and I don't sing, so.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm not going to sing.
You can recite it.
No.
No, you don't recite either?
No, I don't.
How about you? Do you know Annie tomorrow?
I do.
Uh-oh, you shouldn't have said that. Well, we can bring it up. It can be like kind of a karaoke style.
No, thank you. I bet the advisor of the Earth Club, Miss Sasha Kubitschek, knows the words. I believe this is a youth radio show.
Exactly.
And you're so youthful at heart.
Good answer.
The auditorium is actually packed for the full 3 days, I believe.
Oh, yeah? It was a sellout?
What was
the secret to the success of selling out the auditorium for the Annie show at Catskill High School?
I don't know. I guess we're just awesome.
Oh, yeah? Who played Daddy Warbucks, did you say?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I don't know any of the cast.
Did they beef him up? Did they make him a big guy? Or?
No.
No?
They shaved his head. It was pretty awesome.
They shaved his head?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'd be surprised how many people backstage asked the bald man if he'd like a bobby pin. They stuck him on his eyebrows.
I want to get back to the Earth. So what's the predictions of, I don't know. Is it a bright tomorrow? Will the sun come out tomorrow, according to the Earth science people?
Science-wise, I'm not sure, but there will be a bright tomorrow if everyone participates in helping the Earth. Because the more people who do it, the better the Earth will be. If no one takes care of the Earth, how do we expect the Earth to take care of us?
I think as long as you can get a...
Those are wise words.
As long as you can buy fanciness from Walmart, you know, it's kind of like, it's still a daydream. But if it ever becomes a nightmare, people will start waking up.
Exactly.
ASAP, unfortunately. What is it called? Dire Straits or... Necessity is the mother of invention, or there's some kind of good phrase for that. What are those sounds you're playing? Those gurgling sounds? You're going to make our listeners think one of our guests are having upset stomach.
Is it me?
It's not me.
It sounds like birds or something.
It's Sam.
It's force field.
Oh, it's force field gurgling.
Variety of birds. Common bird song.
There are birds in here. They all have mohawks.
Uh-oh, we have 6 minutes left. I mean, we're gonna, should we build it up for the climax, or are we already at the denouement?
Cardinal. 8 examples.
We have to build up for our fancy French words.
Ah. Oh yeah. Well, that's the only one I know. It's after the story climaxes and it just falls off.
The falling action.
Yes. I don't really know words like that.
Neither do I. But we can pretend we can't. We do.
Occasionally, you know, if you sleep in class long enough, you'll just wake up, start to regurgitate words that they were talking about.
Fix the sound intelligent, and therefore you'll be intelligent. I made that up right now.
I'm glad we have Sam and these sounds in the background, because it's good we let a little space go.
Thank you, Sam, for your contribution to our show. Mysterious whispering.
We have an announcement.
We have an announcement.
It went through the channels.
Well, we just wanted to thank you for letting us come on here and spreading the word about Earth Club and what we do. And
it's good. That's good. A good reminder. We have to, what do you call it, rehash, or no, we have to reannounce what this was all about.
If there's any kids out there listening who want to get involved with the Earth Club, what would they need to do?
Sorry. Well, at Caro Durham, they can come see Mrs. Kupacek in A2, or they could, if they want, aren't in there from Catskill and they want to start their own club, maybe they could start asking some teachers and see if anyone's interested in starting up a club.
That sounds great, yeah.
And I hope it keeps going through the summer.
We hope so, too.
Yeah.
We're just looking for enough members, so...
How many members do you have now?
Well, right now, it varies basically from week to week.
Right.
It depends. Me and Julia are mostly the main members right now. But the more people we have, the more things we can do. So we're hoping it can continue on to next year.
Yeah, it's keeping things going, even if no one seems like they're going to come. Me and Sam, we were here by ourselves doing a youth show for years before we actually got some fine youth to join us. Brave youth, but I would say keep going, and
little by little you'll get more and more members.
We're trying. It's just a little, because there's so much other stuff going on in school that not a lot of people are coming
Baltimore, Oregon.
To the Earth Club meetings. And I also, because there's a play at our school too that's coming in April, and I'm in the play too, so I haven't gone to many Earth Club meetings so far yet either, because I've been having to go to play practice every week.
Two.
So, yeah.
Wow, you're busy.
Busy.
Cool. Should we play this song, this singer came in, Sylvia Bullitt, and she has a song called Earth Mother. Should we just like wing it and play it and see what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Because we only have three. We only have 3 minutes left. So, yeah. Let's. What's that? Oh yeah, we're not supposed to talk over her. She didn't want us to.
There's nothing deeper about that girl. I guess you heard. There's no fooling with a world. She pulls you like a magnet to bless you with her. In your heart, and as she brings back the springtime in your heart, you come the flowers, you come the guess you know you can't abuse her soul. She's everywhere, 'cause she's got nowhere else to go. So smile in her sunshine and glory.